Blog Talk Radio.
When lifting up the name of the Lord, in power and in unity, we will see the nation stirred, touching heaven, changing earth. We're touching heaven, changing earth.
And good evening. Well, it's good evening here in Edmonton, Alberta, but you might be listening somewhere where it's morning. My name is Bob Gal. I'm your host for Touching Heaven, our very first broadcast. And we are actually broadcasting live from the West Edmonton Mall in the prayer room of the chapel. And behind me, I have this beautiful cross that's been here for years. A number of people have come through here, found a place alone with Jesus, and touched heaven and had their sins forgiven, totally set free, and their name written in the book of life. I've enjoyed that. And also, we have with us here live from Quebec City in Quebec, my dear friend, Pastor Donald Walsh. And I finally know him as Donnie, but that might be a little bit familiar. But Don, welcome to our program tonight.
Oh, Bob, it's great to be with you. It's great to, you know, just to hear what's going on, you know, serving the Lord. I really appreciate the time together. And listen, Don, Donnie, Donald, whatever. Hey, you. It works, too.
Oh, Don, I remember many years ago, there was something we did called Agape Festival.
Yeah.
And, it was like the Jesus Festival days. And in fact, we're going to be talking a little bit about that time. Tonight is an absolute fantastic program to start off with. We're celebrating the golden anniversary, the 50th anniversary of the charismatic move in the Catholic Church.
Amen.
So this is going to be an amazing program. We actually, in a few minutes, are going to have with us from Rome, David Wells, who is the general superintendent of the POC, but he's also the vice chairman of the Pentecostal World Fellowship. And he met with Pope Francis earlier today on Pentecost Sunday in Rome. They had a great gathering. And Don, you're with us being in Quebec and being part of a move of God that took place there some 50 years ago. It's hard to believe that you've actually been in ministry since you were 10 years old, is it, for the last 40 years?
Oh, I've been 40-some years. So I must have been really young. I think I came out, I just started talking. I was starting teething and that. No, but Bob, every time we say we've known somebody for 40 years, don't you feel like?
Oh my!
And all the young people open their eyes and say, "What?"
Yeah, that's right. I know.
Well, you know,
isn't it something though? How God has been so faithful. Those years. Can I ask Don, from your perspective, ministering in Quebec, which everyone in Canada would know is really basically a Catholic church has been the strongest church there. Can you just give our listeners right at the beginning of this program a little idea of what you remember from those days?
Well, I grew up, first of all, I was baptized Catholic, and I grew up in a Catholic church. I went to a Catholic school, and basically it was the world, like everything in Quebec, even towns, streets, and everything, there was a lot of saints' names. There's a lot of the Catholic influence in Quebec City was incredible. And there was it was predominantly Catholic here and right across the province. Maybe less so in Montreal. There might have been some people say at that time, but it was very strong in Montreal. But the rest of the province was very, very Catholic. So when, like... There was a lot of religion. There was no sense of, you know, atheism or anything like that in those days. It was just basically most of the population believed in God. But I don't think there was a sense of personal relationship. Growing up, I never learned that. Although I did, I believe, once you have a personal relationship yourself, you just realize there were some people you met in your life that were a bit different. They were walking and I believe they were walking with the Lord. They just, you know.
Yeah, right.
So, but in the 70s, when I got saved, I got 70 in 72, which was just the end of the Jesus People movement from the States. Mm-hmm. But something happened in Quebec that happened incredible, and where there was a move of God, and we saw it right till the mid 1984, and it did include the Catholic Church. I remember doing we did meetings with Catholic charismatics, and they were incredible, mm-hmm. spirit filled, just sense the spirit of God just moving, and there was no barrier there. There was just like everybody was just worshiping God. There was no question of religion or anything, or and there was such a thirst, a hunger for God. And it's gone on, it's gone on. And mm-hmm. and today, I work a bit with, this is the miracle I saw, is that I work a bit with the Canadian Bible Society. And mm-hmm. most of the people on the board with me are Catholic, which I would have never seen that when I was young, because the importance of the Bible was not as important. It was around. But today, it is really like they have Bible classes, they have fairs where they talk about the Bible, mm-hmm. people meet to study the Bible. Mm-hmm. It's a total change, and even I'm like surprised, because mainly mm-hmm. from those days, I've been walking mainly within the evangelical circles. Yeah. So yeah. For me, it's like I am so blessed. I'm seeing this, and I see that God is not, you know, blocked. He just wants to touch people. He doesn't care about whatever what your brand is, basically.
Right.
So we saw people have confessed about the healings, the power, getting saved. I remember young men and women who were just saved because I remember one guy was telling me when he got saved and he met the Lord. And again, like, this is the thing, like, it wasn't a thing of becoming evangelical or joining. He was a group of Catholic who were nuns and students who were just seeking God, and they had an incredible encounter with God in the 70s.
Yes.
And that was it. It was just very simple. They had not much direction except a cry in their heart. And we met this throughout the year, just people and people who just have a hunger for God. And this is what's been going on for years. So this celebration, this 50 years, you just see God's hands. We remember the stories of David Plessis and how he came in and worked with the Catholic Church. And I think it's just going on. It's just a definite move of God.
I want to come back to this in just a few moments, because you know what? There is a fresh hunger. And I have
Amen.
Seen the scriptures now are becoming very, very powerful in distribution to people who are coming to Christ. And
Amen.
Catholic, Protestant, Orthodox, the
You're
Word
right.
of God is the power. Now, what I want to do, I've told our listeners that today we're going to be going to our special guest here in just a moment. I've got a call that has come in from our guest's cousin, Brian. Are you there, Brian?
Yes, I am.
Brian, I'm just talking to Brian Brigham. He's in a prayer meeting just outside the door here, David. He's just walked in. He's a cousin to our guest, David Wells. Brian, tell me, how are you related? I know cousin, but how long have you known? You've known each other all your life, I guess, as cousins. Tell me about your relationship with our guest.
Well, we're cousins because our moms were sisters.
Okay.
How we're related.
And we have a prayer meeting here in the chapel. You're a volunteer here. These people are calling on God just outside the prayer room here. It's amazing. And I'm going to take some time right now, Brian. I'm going to go to the taping that we have from Rome. So just hold on here, and I'm going to go to this first episode. Don, let's just listen to David as we join him now in Rome.
Now, so thankful to have joining us from Rome, my dear friend, but also known now as Dr. David R. Wells. David, you're acting as the not only general superintendent, but representative for the Pentecostal World Fellowship at the Vatican at this special occasion. Thank you for joining us today, David. And
great to be on the line with you, Brother Bob.
And David, I don't want to sound too familiar, but I do know, I look back for many years that we've known each other back to a youth ministry in Ontario, and the outpouring of God's Spirit. That's what this event is about. Tell us, what is the occasion that the Vatican has called leaders like you together? What are we commemorating here?
Right, so 50 years ago in 1967, the Catholic Church began to experience what we have now come to call a Catholic Charismatic Movement. It started in university in Notre Dame, and today there were, in fact, some people that were students at that university at that time who were strongly participants in the Charismatic Movement to this day. And so they wanted to have a jubilee, a celebration of Pentecost. Of course, 50 goes with Pentecost. And so, but I think as they developed it, and in keeping with the current Pope view of the broader Christian church and respecting broader Christian church with some insistence from him, they were encouraged to, in the planning, incorporate in other charismatic and Pentecostal leaders and groups from the world around, a lot of respect for what we have also contributed to, you know, the person of the Spirit and the work of the Spirit and the mission of God. So it was, you know, this generous offer to come and participate with us, be our honored guests. And so that led it to my agreement to come as a representative of some of the groups that you mentioned that I provide leadership within, including my own fellowship, but also Pentecostal World Fellowship, Pentecostal and Charismatic Churches of North America. And so we were welcomed with warm arms, and again with reception in the morning, this morning with Pope Francis, and he greeted all of those who are not from the Catholic community, but there at their invitation to celebrate along with them, and took time to meet each of us and find out who we were representing. So, it's in that context that this whole jubilee has been taking place in Rome, the 50 years of the Catholic Charismatic Movement.
Wow, David, I'm reflecting, when you say 1967, there may be only a few of our listeners who remember those years, but I definitely do. I was a youth leader in a small town, basically, in Ontario, St. Thomas. And when the Holy Spirit was outpoured in that little town, it happened to be the first church that began to fill with people in prayer services was Holy Angels Catholic Church. And many, I remember Anglicans and Baptists and many, were experiencing the fullness of the Holy Spirit just in those prayer meetings. It was truly a Pentecost. It truly was. And it swept through the world at that time. David, I'm sure you have your own recollection of those years.
Yeah, you know, I came to the Lord through the outreach of a Pentecostal church, for what I'm obviously very grateful for. And I ended up, after a few years with my family, helping to, in the early stages of a new Pentecostal church that had been planted in Northeast Edmonton. But we were raised in a church that was very open to the move of the Spirit and what the Lord was doing. And all of a sudden we began to hear about these prayer meetings and worship times that were being held and within the Catholic community. And then we were aware of, down at the McDonald Hotel, that there was going to be this gathering, and also Bishop O'Leary High School, there was also gatherings. And I'm talking now late 60s, early 70s, and I remember attending as a teenager who had only known Pentecostal experience within specifically the Pentecostal church, and going to those services and just knowing, wow, this is God's Spirit. He's at work. And frankly, that was the first time I really spontaneously entered in and worshiping in the Spirit, singing in other languages, and finding a whole freedom dimension in the worship and prayer life that, you know, complemented what I was experiencing in the Pentecostal church. So I can't really say I tracked deeply at that point with the charismatic movement, be it Roman Catholic or some of the other charismatic movements at the time. But I was obviously much more alert to it and also aware of the genuineness of the Spirit's work and the genuineness of the number of people that were within those movements.
Oh, yes, I remember that. I can picture what you're saying. I was in Ontario at the time while you were here in Edmonton. I'm wondering in that reception this morning with the leaders and Pope Francis, is there any statements that occurred this morning in that gathering that kind of just stand out in your mind, David, statements that either Pope Francis made or was made that speak of today and what they're seeing the Holy Spirit saying is going to be taking place or their prayer? Is there some statements that stand out in your mind, David?
No, well, what I would actually take you to, Bob, is where I've just come back from the afternoon and early evening gathering. It was entitled a prayer vigil, but it had a very strong worship praise component to it. And so you have to picture Circus Maximus, which is the grassy ruins, but in shape of what was the Circus Maximus, where they had the chariot races and other events. And it also was a place of Christian martyrdom in the first church, you know.
Yes.
And there you are, you're at the end of it up on the platform, and they ensured that we were seated right there along with the Pope and other Catholic leadership, but there was strong evangelical and Pentecostal representation on the platform as well.
Mm-hmm.
And even walking up to the stage, I walked the whole length as the worship was. And, you know, Bob, it was a highly charged Pentecostal environment. It was like,
it's like
every Sunday almost I'm in a different Pentecostal or charismatic environment, usually in Canada. But this left none of those as a beggar. It was powerful, and of course, it's all worship and music that almost all of us would be familiar with.
Yes.
And you got 100-some nations represented,
oh,
and
wow.
Flags flying, and up halfway up the middle is the Canadian flag waving. And, you know, you're singing "Shout to the Lord, all the earth." You know, and you see all these flags and. It was not just emotive. It's, you know, we all we know when it is and we know when it ain't, right? And I mean, it was deep and it was powerful. But that, so there's the whole worship component was just, and after the Pope and other friends gathered on the platform, that did not change. That was the tone of the whole time. So then when the messages were given, there were, and I want to highlight this, there were three messages. One was by a Catholic priest who's been very instrumental in the charismatic movement from the beginning, and he was dynamic. I mean, it was as good, it was better almost than any Pentecost Sunday message I ever heard in one of my own churches.
Oh, yes.
And my own people know we've been challenging our churches to revitalize around Pentecost Sunday just so we ensure that we're getting the Spirit of God talked about within our churches. But they should invite this Catholic brother. It was dynamic. It was clear. It had all the dimensions of what Pentecost was about. And, of course, it applied to the Catholic charismatic movements and people, but he certainly broadened it out beyond that because of his good relationship with many Pentecostals and so on. Well, the next speaker was the Pentecostal minister in Italy that the Pope personally went to a couple years ago and repented for the Catholic Church's attitude towards the Pentecostal Church, first of all in Italy and then broader around the world. And you know, people question, oh, what's that about or how genuine is he? But it's very clear just in this event today about how there is this genuine recognition of God's Spirit being at work and all of the movements that he's raised up over the centuries, and you know, clear communication from those who are Roman Catholic that we need the rest of the body of Christ. We need to be listening to them. And so when he had Reverend Professor Giovanni Trittino, and sorry, I'm killing the Italian there, but
that's okay.
This the brother had equal time to speak as the Pope, and his message was, you know, classical, Pentecostal, well-educated man speaking about the profundity of being driven by the love of God towards reconciliation and how the Spirit of God sheds his love abroad in us. You know, how the love of Christ for us by the Holy Spirit. And I was very proud to be a Pentecostal. Yeah. This brother shared why he gave the initiative of the Pope, but at the same time, clearly communicating the values and heart of the Pentecostal movement. And he was very well received. And I mean, everybody was ending with a clear call that Jesus is Lord, and this is Jesus' church, and the Spirit of God empowers us to shed his love abroad and for witness, and Christ was at the center. And then, so when the Pope spoke, like there was, you know, no stick handling, you know, it was just a clear call again about the person of the Spirit, reading from Acts 1, Acts 2, and just a strong call for not just his people, but speaking then to the broader, and appreciation for those of us that were there, and how we all need a fresh work of the Spirit in our lives, and need a. And then, as you would expect from Pope Francis, he finished by then saying, when Christ came out in the power of the Spirit from the wilderness, and he took us to Luke 4, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and of course anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, and so on, and the offering that was received in that crowd of tens of thousands was designated to be used exclusively for care for the poor, you know. And
yes.
Amen.
Basically, the application that in the end, Pentecost and the empowerment of the Spirit and the love of God in our lives should demonstrate itself in clear actions of loving justice and care for the broken and the oppressed and those who need Christ, you know. He was very clear on that. And then, I mean, the Spirit of God, as we worshiped again, and one of the original ladies again from the first 50 years ago stepped to the podium and gave a prophetic utterance. And it was profound.
Wow.
And the whole audience heard it.
Yes.
And the call of it, and received it very warmly. There were those spontaneous times, like you would expect, where with the worship, then this entire audience of tens of thousands throughout that whole Circus Maximus just began to intercede in other languages.
Wow.
Or worship in tongues.
Yes.
And
yes.
It was like, bottom line was, I was swimming in the same waters with brothers and sisters.
Oh, David. You know, David.
Very clear.
Wow. You know, as you're describing this, David, I'm using my imagination, but I'm almost like I'm in the crowd there somewhere in my imagination. But it's not just an imagination, in our spirit. As people are listening right now, you may not have been able to be in Rome for this celebration, but for those who are listening and those gathered here with us right now, I just think we could move into a time of worship and praise. And David, I want to come back in just a moment to finish talking with you, but can we just take a few moments right now? And I'm going to ask those of you who are sitting in your home or wherever you are right now to take some time and maybe just close your eyes and shut yourself in with the Lord Jesus, who is the one who gives the Holy Spirit. He is the third person. There is one God, and Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And take some time right now just to join with thousands of people today on this day of Pentecost. And let's just begin to worship him. Let's just begin to worship the Lord together. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Ilara borada mandoro sito da borada mantaya. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. David, I feel his presence. I know that this is an interview and I know it's a recording, but David, there's something about the moment of time. And in God's providence, on the celebration of Pentecost, and this being the 50th, just as it was 50 days after the Passover, after his resurrection, the outpouring of the Spirit, oh, that this may be the signal of a fresh outpouring of your Spirit, Almighty God, that upon the peoples of the earth, Lord, whether they be in the southern hemisphere, the northern hemisphere, the east, or the west, that, Lord, you've promised in the last days you would pour out your Holy Spirit upon your sons and your daughters. And, Lord, we need an outpouring of your Holy Spirit upon the church, whether it be Catholic or Protestant or evangelical or Pentecostal, it matters not. We are desperate, Lord. We are in need for an outpouring of your Spirit. The most relevant thing could be is not the order of service or the sound of the music, but your presence, Lord. Your presence among your people. This is our desire. That once again, Lord, you might be lifted up, because your Spirit comes to bring glory to the Son, and you bring glory to the Father, the three in one. And so, Father, we worship you together as the body of Christ. Even now, we give you glory. We thank you. We praise your name.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Don and Brian and Karen, you're here with me. Let's just continue to pray right now. Let's just pray. Let's just worship the Lord. Let's just thank you. Lord, we praise your name. We praise your name. We praise your Lord, God. Lord, we pray, O God, that there be an outpouring of your Spirit.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Lord, as David was speaking, Lord, O God, we desire to have that same move.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Lord, not only in Canada, but around the world.
God,
for a fresh outpouring in the Catholic
Lord.
Church,
yes,
in the Reformed
Lord.
Churches, Lord. We pray that, Lord,
oh
God, there would be an outpouring of your Spirit. Hallelujah.
Yes, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
just
Baba.
One of you. Just
Praise you.
Those of you listening, wherever you
Hallelujah.
Just lead out as the Holy Spirit leads you.
Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
We bless your name, we bless your name, we bless your name.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Seigneur, je prie pour le Québec. I'm praying for Quebec, Lord. Demande que ta main touche le Québec. I ask your hand to touch Quebec, Lord.
Yes,
Seigneur, donne-nous cette province. Give us this province, Lord.
Yes,
que
Lord.
Que tu verses ton esprit, Seigneur, sur les églises. Can you just let your Holy Spirit come into the churches, Lord. All the churches. Tous les églises, Seigneur, les catholiques, protestants, catholiques and protestant, Lord. qui reçoit. Une visitation de toi.
Yes,
that
Lord.
They receive a new visit from you, Lord. Oh, come, Lord Jesus. Viens, Seigneur Jesus. Remplis-nous. Fill us up, Lord. Fill us up. Fill us up. Oui,
yes,
Seigneur.
Lord.
Father,
up, Lord.
Let it be in Quebec. Let it be in Canada. Let it be from sea to sea.
Yes, Lord.
De mer en mer, Seigneur. Que tu le fais, Seigneur.
Amen,
que
tu
te promesses. Une nation
yes,
sous
Lord,
le
yes,
Seigneur,
Lord,
sous
yes,
toi,
Lord.
Seigneur. Oh, fais ton œuvre.
Yes,
Father, do more than we can ask or think. Fais plus qu'on peut demander ou imaginer.
Yes.
Oh, Father, blow our minds, Lord. Blow our minds again, Lord. Give us another Pentecost. Give us another, Lord. Seigneur, que tu nous éblouis encore. Que tu nous nous éblouis encore, Seigneur. Donne-nous un autre pentecôte.
Yes,
au-delà, Seigneur. Merci, Jésus. Thank you, Lord.
Don, there's a special connection to Alberta and Quebec. There has been since I've been here. And I'm calling everybody in Alberta right now that you're listening wherever you are. Let's join our hearts together. Let's pray for the province of Quebec right now.
Oui, Jesus. Hallelujah.
The outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon the province.
Mm.
The wind.
Hallelujah.
The wind and the fire.
Hallelujah.
Let the Bible, the Word of God, in the hand of Orthodox. Lord,
yes.
An unbeliever, young people,
yes.
Seniors,
yes.
I pray that the Word of God would come alive. Lord, that the
yes.
Holy Spirit will pull upon hearts. No one
yes.
can come to you except
yes.
to draw them.
Yes.
We pray for the great gathering in of the French and the Catholic, Lord of God, and the Protestant,
oui,
Lord,
Seigneur.
In the great city of Montreal. We pray
oui.
For an outpouring of your Holy Spirit on the
oui,
city
Seigneur.
Of Montreal. Oh,
oui,
Lord
Seigneur.
Of God.
We sing
it.
We sing it. We sing it.
Lord, we've got the cathedrals.
Yes.
Lord, house
Jesus.
Churches. Lord,
yes.
People
Jesus.
Are gathering in homes. Lord, wherever they're gathering in your name. Lord, a fresh outpouring of your Holy Spirit.
Yes.
The book of
yes.
Acts.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes,
John, I just
yes, yes.
You to pray in French. I know you prayed again, but we're going to join you in our prayer in English. But you pray in French, and we're going to be praying right now for Quebec, that Quebec is going to experience what we've just been praying. Would you lead us, please, Don?
Oui, oui, Seigneur. Seigneur, on prie pour le Québec, on prie pour notre province. Seigneur, on prie pour que tu viennes inonder, que tu viennes envahir notre société, Seigneur. Que tu donnes la réponse, que tu es la vie en abondance. Tu es la source de toutes choses, Seigneur. Je demande que tu nous envahisses, Seigneur. Nos gouvernements, on prie pour nos gouvernements, Seigneur. On prie que tu les gardes, on prie que tu les diriges. Puis on prie pour les chefs d'église, Seigneur, de toutes les églises, toutes les... pasteurs, tous les prêtres, Seigneur, toutes les personnes qui
yes.
disent, qui sont en train de prêcher ta parole,
you,
Seigneur, et chacun des chrétiens qui sont en train d'être debout.
You,
Seigneur, je prie pour ceux qui sont découragés, qui veulent lâcher. Je demande que tu les relèves, que tu les relèves.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Et Seigneur, que ta lumière luise dans la noirceur, que ceux qui ne te connaissent pas aient la connaissance de qui tu es, de qui tu es, de qui tu es. Seigneur, qui viennent connaître Jésus-Christ, pas une religion, mais toi, Seigneur. Révèle-toi comme tu te révèles partout dans le monde aujourd'hui. Révèle-toi à les Québécois, Seigneur. Dans le nom de Jésus, Seigneur,
yes, Lord,
bénis cette province. Bénis cette province, Seigneur. Amen.
Amen.
Merci,
amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I just noticed as well while we're praying that there's a caller called in from area code 604. And, so if you would call back, I'm sorry while we were praying, I didn't notice that. It's my first time on air, but somebody called in to pray from area code 604. If you're listening, would you please call back again? The number to call in if you want to join with us in prayer is 917-889-3031. So if
Hallelujah.
You want to pray with us, the number to call again is 917-889-3031. This is our first call to prayer in this faction. So we call it a prayer cast. And I have also my wife, Karen, you're here with us. I don't know if you can come online. But Karen, there's women who are praying as well. And I think women have a special heart in prayer. And, maybe you could just give an encouragement to some of the women out there listening that to join us in prayer here today.
Hallelujah.
Just go ahead and pray. Just pray it out, huh? Pray it out.
Oui, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Oui, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We sing out.
Her call is not coming through here, so that's okay. We're going to go back now to David here in Rome in just a moment. But all the ladies that are praying right now, all our sisters, we thank you. I'm just sorry, my wife's call was not able to come in at this time. So I'm going to go back now for just a few moments. Don, stay with us here, everyone. We're going to go back for our second segment here with David Wells in Rome.
David, as I come back, I know that I don't want to presume. I know that our friendship goes for decades. David, I respect the position that God has placed you in. Yes, we are friends, but also God has given you a place of authority. And I know you walk that out as a servant. But David, from your own heart, share with us the passion that you have for the body of Christ, not only for the denomination that you serve as the leader of with the Pentecostal assemblies, but could you please share with our listeners, just from your heart, David, what are you sensing at this time?
Thanks, Bob. And I've been drawn back today. This is maybe an interesting illustration, but it's just been very real to me today. My son-in-law graduated from Wesleyan University down in Connecticut, and he took musicology, and he was TA for a world-renowned prof who had done a lot of work in teaching about sound and the intricacy of sound and had influenced people like the Beatles and so on. So I went to a concert one time when I was visiting down there, he and my daughter, and Eric laid out these vases and put microphones inside the four vases and then a chair, and out came a world-renowned cellist, and there was going to be a concert. And you see a cellist and you see four vases on a platform, you don't know what you're going to get. And I'm sitting next to my daughter right in front of this prof, and all of a sudden the cellist goes, and you think it's tuning, but that's actually the composition by the prof. And as he moves through all of these, I'm only hearing these, you know,
yeah.
And I'm biting my tongue. I'm going to lose it. And all of a sudden, after 2-3 minutes, it could have been longer, I can't fully remember, but all of a sudden, all of those notes, all of those sounds being picked up within the vases, picked up in the house, this harmonics took over the entire auditorium, and it filled the place with this sound that you just never knew could be created. And it was all created by the one celloist putting his bow where he wanted and making the note he wanted to make. But when it was all combined together over a period of time, it came out with this amazing harmonics. So here's the thing, Bob. I recall, you know, in my younger life as a young Pentecostal and even as a young Pentecostal leader, we would sing all over the world, the Spirit's moving. We'd pray that the Spirit of God move all over the world. But I've got to be honest, I was a one-note player. My understanding was is that it was all going to come back in the box that I had fixed, which was, frankly, the Pentecostal box, my church. And that it would show up in our churches, as many more of our churches, because everybody who wanted to experience the Spirit and the work of Jesus, you know, that's how they were going to come. And what I've had to call Pentecostal people to, with all of our biases and even some of our doctrinal understandings of eschatology and so on, is to say, don't miss the fact that the Lord Jesus is Lord of his church, and he plays the notes, and his Spirit takes that work and pulls it all together in this unity. And all of a sudden, like Bob today, it was like experience those harmonics. It was like, here's my brothers and sisters. It was a combination of so many nations. So many of them, of course, are Catholic, but there were also like Anglican renewal friends that were there, and there was this Italian Pentecostal brother and other charismatic people. And here's the thing, it was so centered on Jesus. It was like the cellist knows what he's doing. The one who's orchestrated this song is going to make it make sense. And, you know, as everyone contributed their notes, as everyone did their part, all of a sudden there was harmony. There was this sense of God at work. And, it, you know, it was clearly communicated. I just want the audience to hear this because some people, in their skepticism, will wrestle with this. There was clear talk about the fact that we know on matters that, of truth and dogma and so on, that we're not all fully aligned.
Right.
But there was this strong call to come back to the Lord of the church and to come to Christ. And yes, to come to the cross. And on that basis of what Christ has done in our lives together and on the Spirit's work amongst us to empower us and to share the witness of Christ through us and, you know, to shed his love abroad in our hearts, you know, then we can come to tables and engage people who we disagree with about some important matters. Don't get me wrong. I'm at those tables. Talking off the top of my head. But at the same time, when Jesus is at the center of it all, you know, Jesus at the center of it all. And when you know these are brothers and sisters, it's like there's no question. In the archdiocese, Vancouver and Toronto and other places, love Jesus, who are filled with the Spirit. Do we see eye to eye on everything? No, but we see eye to eye on most everything.
Yes.
Jesus at the center of it all.
Oh, dear.
When the Spirit of God makes that real, the harmony, it becomes worship to God.
Oh, yes.
Worship to God.
Thank
so that's
you,
what
Jesus.
I'm praying for.
Yes. David, I want you in the moment just to lead us in prayer, but as you're speaking, you know, David, it reminds me that I was in Russia a while ago, several years ago, in fact, and I was brought into the Orthodox Church, the Russian Orthodox Church, and the priest was there, and I was given a privilege to speak to him in front of the congregation. And the only thing I could say was, knowing the trials that had happened there in the years previous, I said, you know, the martyr's blood of the Orthodox, Catholic, and Protestant, we flowed together. And I remembered hearing Richard Wurmbrand at a house church meeting I was in when he was in prison for his faith. He said, when the blood of the martyr flowed in front of the cell where he is, it didn't matter where you were from. It joined you together. And David, yes, there's differences. We understand those differences. But I've never felt such a power of the unity. There is a bride of Christ. When we say Catholic, meaning universal, meaning the body of Christ universally. And I know your passion.
And David's passion is being felt right here, even tonight in this room. We're very thankful for God's ability to take passion that's in the heart of someone in Europe and bring it right back here to us as well.
Amen.
So I'm just thinking, Don, you're in Quebec right now, 15 minutes away. You live 15 minutes from a tragedy that happened last night. Just tell us about what happened to one of the churches right there in Quebec City.
Le Carrefour Chrétien de la Capitale, which is basically... It is the church from which most other French Pentecostal churches around Quebec City and even to regions around Quebec City came from. It was at the mother church. Actually, the mother church was Evangel Pentecostal Church, and we always want to thank God for that because Evangel Pentecostal Church still exists. It's an English church that allowed themselves to be used to begin the French work here. And they were willing to use the buildings and everything. And eventually, Evangel Pentecostal and the Carrefour separated, not with any malice, but both of them just agreed. And the Evangel Pentecostal Church is still going. So that was the original. Mm-hmm. And from that came the Carrefour. But from the Carrefour, there was so much influence through the Quebec City. We lived a revival, okay? We didn't know we were in a revival, but we just saw the fire of God. And it was going into so many communities, it had to be split up, it had to build up. And it was just, we were coming to the Lord, and the church basically was, you could say most of it was born since 72. And so there was no like I met with, like with Bob and others that they'd come from a whole rich background within the Pentecostal assemblies. We didn't have that. We came straight out of the world. Our pastor Alan Bowen was a great leader, and we were talking about the love of Christ, and this love and fire were just catching on. But it was we know now compared to, because we saw what happened in the mid 80s. We kept evangelizing sort of the same way, but we didn't have the same results. But in those days, it was like you would just throw a stick and somebody get saved. It was just fantastic. It was just beautiful to see the people coming to Christ, and we didn't know what we were living because we were basically, this was all new. Everything was new, including Christ. And but from this body, which was, it started in on the Thayer Street in Sainte-Foy. The first time I walked into the building, there were about maybe 25 English people. That was the beginning, the first time I went to that church. And it grew into a church of 1,000 that eventually multiplied. And the church is, like I said, all over the city now, that it just multiplied and gone on and on. This church, this mother church, the building itself burned down last night. And they say it's a total loss. So that's like really like, it's like the heart, like, well, the building. Okay.
Because it's
gone, but I just said the heart, and I have to take it back right away. You see, when we came and when the Carrefour came into being, there was no building. And we could never find a big enough venue, and we kept moving the venue around because we'd rent a place for a while, and then we'd either get too big or the venue wasn't available, and we kept circling the city. And that church is still there, like basically the people. The people are still there, and they're going to keep going. But just this tragedy of this building that was a testimony. It is a testimony to what God did. So it's something last night. But again, I just call for prayer for the Carrefour, for this congregation that is so important to the city. It's such a mother congregation to everyone else. And we saw through, like, just again, it's still going on, basically, the influence that they had. And
I'm going to interrupt you because I have a brother here. This is the cousin to David Wells. His name is Brian. And we are going to just, Alberta, we're going to pray for the Carrefour right now.
Amen.
And I'm going to ask Brian to lead us in prayer. We're going to go back to David. He's going to pray in a moment as well. But, folks, this is in the last 24 hours. This is a church that has birthed churches throughout Quebec, and their building was totally burned to the ground. This is the second building in Canada. A Bible school in Winnipeg was burned to the ground earlier this week. This church has been burned to the ground. Brian, would you pray for this congregation, the Carrefour in Quebec City, please? Just lead us in prayer, Brian.
Father, we just thank you right now that, Father God, you are sovereign. You are in control. And, Father, in the midst of a tragedy like this, oh God, that you can just reach down and you can just touch that congregation, Father God. You can touch every person who is a part of that congregation. And, Father God, you can raise them up and you can cause their faith to be built up, Father God. And we believe that, Father God, a new building will be
We'll
rise out of the ashes, Lord.
Amen.
That something new, something even bigger,
Amen.
Something even stronger, something even
Amen.
Better will rise up from this, Father God.
Amen.
Because, Father God, there is nothing that touches our lives that has not first passed through your hands. And so, Father God, we thank you for what you're going to do, Father God. We thank you for how you're going to minister in the province of Quebec, Father God, through this tragedy, Father God. You will minister. You will cause the church to just work together to rise up, Father God, and to see you glorified through this, Father. We thank you for that in Jesus' mighty name,
yes,
Father.
Lord.
We praise you, Lord. We give you the glory, Father God.
Yes.
And we just cannot wait to see what comes out of it, Father God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen and an amen again.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm just getting a word from the Lord here right now, like right on the spot. There's a fresh move of the Holy Spirit, Quebec. This is not by accident that on the very day that we're celebrating the 50th anniversary of Catholic and Pentecost together,
the
move. But I got to tell you what I see. but it's something that I thought when I was in the Carrefour preaching. This is, I don't know, 30 plus years ago. There is a house church movement that's going to birth out of Quebec that's going to sweep French-speaking nations around the world. God
Praise
is going to raise up young people with the fire of God in their bones, and they're going to, you can't stop them. They're going to be
Amen.
In houses. They're going to be, yes, they'll be in
Thank
cathedrals.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
yes, Lord.
But the
you,
rush
Jesus.
Is going to happen. Just like the
Amen.
Jesus.
Broke out in Jerusalem, and they
Thank
literally
you, Jesus.
Spread. This, I believe that Carrefour
Thank
is
you,
going
Jesus.
To spread. There's no church big enough that's going to house
Thank you, Jesus.
The
Hallelujah.
Number of people that are going to come to Christ
Thank
out of
you,
that
Jesus.
Congregation.
Yes, Lord.
And I'm
yes,
going to ask
Father.
Everybody
yes,
listening right now to join our faith
yes,
together.
Lord.
We're going to pray for a house church.
Thank you, Jesus.
Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Jesus.
House church movement.
Thank you, Jesus.
It'll be Catholic. It'll be Protestant.
Thank you, Lord.
It'll be foreign. They're going to receive the outsourcing of the revolution. Father,
yes,
we pray
Jesus.
For Quebec.
Revival
for Canada, and no one ever
oui.
Thought it would come out of Quebec.
Yes,
but it's
oui.
Coming out of Quebec.
Merci, Jesus.
I just know for the amount of time we have here in our program, I'm going to go back to David, and we're going to join him in prayer right now in Rome. This last segment
Amen.
Is where David leads us in prayer. Amen.
David, I would like to ask now, in the conclusion of our time here together with you, would you just from the very bottom of your heart release your appeal to the Lord on behalf of the body of Christ in this day of great celebration and yet of intercession coming forth from it? David, would you just lead all of our listeners in prayer at this time, please?
Yeah, thanks, Bob. And I just want to highlight, we were at Circus Maximus, which is this place of persecution, and all the speakers, including the Pope, called for united spirit-filled prayer for the persecuted church. And I felt very prompted to intercede in the spirit at that point. And I will do the same in this
yes.
prayer that will remember
yes.
the persecuted churches,
yes.
like you're saying. And they all indicated, you know, when they come and Pope Francis said, you know, and it's been said a number of times by different people, when they come looking for you, they don't ask you if you're Catholic or Lutheran or Pentecostal. They ask if you're Christian. And then he drew his hands across his throat, and then he said, and then they chop your head off. You know, it's kind of like
right.
that call to prayer, you know. So so let's pray together, and
yes.
Let's celebrate that the Spirit of God's at work.
Yes.
So, Heavenly Father, we thank you for your great love for us. In that while we were separated from you, you still sent your one and only Son to take our place, to die for us, to rise again in resurrection power and life, and to build a body through your Spirit.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus, for sending your Spirit. And you promised we would not be left alone, that we would be filled with your Spirit, empowered by your Spirit, that we would have your Spirit allow us to be like Jesus, full of the fruit of the Spirit. And so we just pause to worship you, Father, Son, Spirit. And
yes.
on this Pentecost Sunday, we celebrate the person of the Spirit and that you, Holy Spirit, have given to us. We want you not to be taken for granted. So each of us pray right now that we will open our hearts in a new and fresh and living way to your work, Holy Spirit, in the church. We pray for that in the church in Alberta and across Canada and globally. But Lord, especially right now in the church in Alberta and Canada, we pray for a fresh and sovereign demonstration of the Spirit's life and power. Lord, the practicality of the Spirit living within us and being at work within us, prompting naturally supernatural lifestyles where we have your wisdom, your discernment, your words of gifts of the miraculous,
yes,
gifts,
Lord,
of faith, Lord. Lord, just Jesus, to be able to give witness to who Jesus is. We trust you,
Jesus,
Holy Spirit,
yes,
to convict of sin and righteousness and judgment to come. We, Lord, are so desperate,
oh,
for our fellow Canadians,
yes,
young,
Lord,
and old alike,
yes,
the love of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
But we can't do it in our own strength.
Oh,
we
God,
acknowledge,
oh,
that right now. Come, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Come, Holy Spirit,
come,
upon your
come,
Canadian church.
Yes, Lord.
And allow,
yes,
your Spirit,
hallelujah,
to be ahead of us, preparing,
yes,
the way,
Lord,
convicting,
hallelujah,
young,
Lord,
professionals who think they're,
hallelujah,
so self-sufficient. Lord, lift the veils off their eyes. Allow them to hunger for you in supernatural.
Jesus, Jesus.
Lord, historically, whenever the Spirit has been at work in sovereign manner, people sovereignly,
Jesus,
are drawn to Christ. They're sovereignly,
yes,
hungry,
yes,
for you.
God.
We pray for that in,
oh,
Alberta,
God,
and across Canada. That sovereign hunger for you, Lord. And Lord, we pray that each of us would be alive in you. That we would allow your Spirit just to prompt us,
yes,
lead us.
Yes.
We pray that Spirit would turn us towards one another as the body of Christ. That you would be that unifying link. We have this partnership in the Spirit. Lord, we know when we meet a brother and sister in Christ because of the linkage of the Spirit, that
amen,
sense that we are one in Christ and under the Lordship,
Jesus,
of the Heavenly Father together. So we pray, Lord, for a greater awareness of your Spirit in our brothers and sisters,
mm-hmm,
that we will not be fearful, that we will lean in, and that we will experience the body of Christ the way you always intended it to be. So that then Jesus will be revealed, as he said, when we are one, when we're brought together in complete,
yes,
unity, that
the world,
he would be lifted up,
yes,
and that the world would, that Christ is sent by the Father.
Yes,
Lord,
yes,
good it is when brothers like Bob and I and multitudes others and sisters are gathered together,
yes,
in,
Lord,
unity. Oh, it's then you'll command,
Jesus,
your blessing. We ask you, Lord, even in this starter stage of so many people longing for your body,
Jesus,
to be unified, Lord, even at the starter stage,
yes,
would you,
Lord,
command,
yes,
blessing,
command,
and life,
yes,
more.
Yes.
In Christ's great name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, and for those of you listening, I know you've been praying with me and David together, and our voices blend together before the throne, David, as an incense. That golden altar before the throne, that bowl that's there, says rising from that bowl is the incense mingled together with the prayers of the saints. David, I want to thank you. I know that this time has been precious together, but I just believe it's been sovereign of God that today we've been having this time together, and I believe it's going to continue even after I have to leave you with this interview. But David, the prayer is going to continue. Our prayers are with you, and Father, I ask that you would be with our brother David, Lord, as you are directing him to be in places of influence and authority, that, Lord, the prayer he's prayed will go before him, preparing hearts, and that in a fellowship of the Pentecostal Assemblies of Canada, and evangelical, and charismatic, and Catholic, and Orthodox, Lord, O God, reformed, Lord, O God, that prayer will be answered. We give you praise now. We thank you for this time we've shared together with each other and with you. We give you the praise in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. David, thank you. Thank you so much, my brother. This has been precious, very precious, and I look forward to the next time the Lord may make it possible you could be in our area to see you. And God bless you, David.
Yeah, thanks, Brother Bob, and thanks for your passion for Jesus and his church. It's deeply valued, and I know the Lord uses it, Bob, so don't get weary in well-doing.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, David, and the Lord,
yeah,
be with you. Amen.
Amen. Not getting
Amen.
Weary in well-doing. Don, and I want to thank you for being with us as well. I thank you so much.
It's
this
a, pleasure,
a pleasure,
Bob.
I hope to have you again real soon.
I am open. You just ask me. You know, I come from Quebec, and I will be there.
Oh, Don, you're still the same. And Brian, thank you for being with us. Karen, all of you who've listened on this first program, I apologize for the sound. It was the first time we've ever been doing something like this in Rome and Quebec and in connecting Edmonton. We were a little bit fragmented there, but we'll improve on that in the weeks to come. Thank you again, Don. We'll keep praying for Quebec. And
amen.
God bless all of you. And until next week, keep touching heaven.
Lifting up the name of the Lord,
bye-bye.
In power and in unity, we will see the nations turn. Lifting up the name of the Lord, in power and in unity, we will see the nations turn. Touching heaven, changing earth, we're touching heaven.